Following the example of the ants, Abel soon raised the boar's trail, and the two hunters were on their way again. The trail led steadily on toward the sea and clearer ground, so that Adam and Abel quickly made up the time they'd lost and were not far behind the boar. After making sure of their weapons, they hurried on. But before they had a chance to use them, they found themselves standing on the shore of the sea, where, to their surprise, they saw their quarry swimming placidly away. "Now that's a thing I've never seen," Adam said. But Abel asked, "Aren't we going in after it?" Adam shook his head. "You'll never catch it in the water," he said. "And what would you do with it if you did?" But Abel was determined to have the boar he'd tracked for so many hours, and he rushed into the sea. Adam smiled and sat down on the shore to wait. Before long, however, he heard his son crying for help 100 yards from shore. Looking out to sea, Adam saw Abel standing in water no higher than his chest. "What's the matter?" Adam shouted. "I can't move," Abel shouted back. "The water is dragging me out to sea." As Adam waded out to where his son was standing, he felt the growing pressure of an undertow clutch his legs. Coming abreast of Abel, he said, "Well, now we're both here in the grip of the elements. Shall we struggle and drown, or stand here and starve to death?" "I didn't know what to do," Abel replied. "I felt that if I let go, I would be swept out to sea." "And so you would have been," Adam replied. "I told you that there's almost always a way to flow alongside the elements, but that doesn't mean turning your life over to them like a leaf in the wind. It doesn't mean collapsing helplessly and letting the elements do what they will with you." Then Adam asked, "Where is it you want to go?" "Toward shore," Abel replied. "And have you tried to go toward shore? Show me." Abel leaned into the water, but he said, "I'm afraid to lift my feet. If I lose my footing, I'll be swept away." Adam nodded thoughtfully. "You're doing exactly what I told you not to do. You're opposing this flow of water directly. You're assaulting it like an enemy. Earlier today, when the boar's tracks disappeared into a thicket, you didn't oppose that obstacle directly. You didn't plunge into the thicket. You went around it, knowing that it's senseless to assault an impassable spot just because it happens to be in front of you. There was bound to be a passable spot to one side or the other, and you went looking for it. Use the same sense here that you used when you faced the thicket